Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church Wednesday night prayer service for April 12th in the year 2023. I apologize for the delay. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I apologize for the delay in getting our prayer service started. Unfortunately, our speaker for this evening is not available, so I want to open up the lines to determine if I can get at least three people to give me a two-minute testimony. I'm going to open up the lines for volunteers if I could get three people to give me a two-minute testimony.
Of course.
Can I get three people to give me a two-minute testimony?
Amen.
No? Not tonight? Okay.
This is Catholic.
Is this Sister Blunt?
Yes, it is.
Would you be willing to give a little testimony?
I will. I'm willing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Cynthia?
Yes.
You can remember it? Yes, I give it to
you. I've got two. Do I have one more?
Cynthia,
I've got something to say, so we're good. We're covered. Thank you so much. All right. I have two things for everyone to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we open the line up for prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Lamar Pearson, followed by a scripture reading from his lovely helpmate, Dr. Elnora Pearson.
Amen. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, we thank you once again for our opportunity to come in before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, rejoicing the joy of your mouth and the blessings. We thank you this day for food, clothing, and shelter, for every opportunity to join ourselves together and sing to the glory of our Savior. Praise you and we worship you, for you are worthy of all our care. We thank you, Lord, for how you continue to bless us, that we might continue to grow together, that a mighty blessing might continue to be abound in our midst. Bless our pastor, who continues to labor with diligence and long-suffering. Pray your blessing works upon him, that we might show forth your loving kindness in our going out and our coming in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I will be reading, praise the Lord, from John 20. The 20th verse through the 28th verse. Well, actually, I'm going to start reading at 26. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. We are a blessed people. Blessed are they who have not seen but yet believe. We are blessed people. God bless you.
Deacon Daryl Harris will lift us up in prayer.
God, I greet you in the name of our Father God, the Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father God, I just want to come to you in prayer today on this Wednesday night prayer service, Lord. Looking for love, Lord, because this world itself needs love. Everyone should love each other, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for my First Baptist family. I just want to thank you for my family in general. And I just want to thank you for everyone that's in this world, that we all should get together and love each other as God created us to do, and not have any differences, not have any problems or anything. I come to you with a humble heart, God, and a thankful heart and a grateful heart that you bless me every day to get up and go and do what I got to do. And I just thank you for my pastor. I just thank you for all my deacon brothers and the ushers and everybody. Father God, I just want to thank you for just being who you are. Because you are who you say you are. But even when they try to kill you and you say, you know, admitted that you was the king of the Jews, you wasn't the king of the Jews. You never admitted that, you know. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Thank you. We will now have a musical selection followed by brief testimonies from Sister Catherine Blunt, Deacon Rembert, and Deacon Bazemore will close us out.
Give up the world now, give up the world.
Oh!
Good evening, First Baptist family. I want to give a testimony about the power of prayer and the angels of God. Daily, I always pray not just for First Baptist family, but I also pray for my immediate family. About 4 years ago, my granddaughter, Cassandra, suffered a stroke about a week or so after she had her baby girl. Now, since then, Cassandra has suffered with seizures. So she's asked me to pray for her daily as she goes out to the classroom. So about 3 weeks ago, Cassandra suffered another seizure in the classroom. So I just prayed all the time that she wouldn't have a seizure when she's driving. But God had it so that she had the seizure while she was teaching in the classroom. So I always pray that God would always encamp angels around her so that she wouldn't be alone. So she was not alone that day. She was there with her assistant. So her assistant was able to call the ambulance and get her to the hospital on time. I just say all the time, the power of prayer is so awesome. I pray daily for her. I pray that not just for her, but I pray for all the teachers and all the children. And so this particular day, I didn't hear from Cassandra. I called and I called and no answer. So then I got in touch with another family member, and they said that they had rushed her to the hospital. I just want to say tonight that I am so grateful that I know God and I know the power of prayer. Also, I want to say I thank God for 87 years that I had. My birthday was April the 7th, and he has blessed me with 87 years. And I just thank him, and I just want my First Baptist family to know that there is love by God. There is a beautiful thing to trust in him. He says, trust in me and lean not onto your own understanding. I trust him every day. And I believe in all of his angels. And I thank him for the time that he's been there for my granddaughter. Thank you. Amen.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. I am Deacon Parrish Rembert, and I'm give the testimony of the goodness of the Lord. And with that, bless assured that he is able to do things that you can't imagine. See, you all know, I recently had death in the family. One of my brothers passed. And they did a memorial service for him. And when they say it, announce it, then I say, well, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it or not. With my eyesight and my wife's eyesight, and my son is working, you know, he may not be able to get off to take us. So we prayed about it. And lo and behold, that he said that, well, he could leave. The service was on Saturday. He said he would leave after work. It turned out that we didn't leave till around 12 o'clock Friday night. But God took us there. And he got us there, and we attended memorial service, visit with my brothers and the rest of the family for a while, and we came back on Sunday. And we thought that we would have problems because of the fact that with our legs and whatnot, but God took care of us. He didn't allow no hump or day to come to us on the road. And he helped us to, allowed us to go and come. And I tell anybody, just trust and believe in God. Believe that he'll do whatever you ask of him. You may not do it the way you want it done, may not do it in the time that you want it, but he will do it. Trust him. And he will take care of you. Amen. God bless us all. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, First Baptist Church, family, friends, and loved ones. I would like to just say a little thing about prayer. I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to have a prayer meeting on Wednesdays virtually like we do. But what we need to what all need to realize is that prayer unleashes God's power so that we are able to work on our behalf, and it opens up the channels of God's blessing and God's accomplishments that he gives to us all. And also open up, you know, just like new doors, opportunity for God just to move on our behalf. And also it says in the word that in Matthew 18, verse 19 says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven, for where two or three come together in my name, there I am with thee. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. That was Matthew 18, verse 19. Also, it speaks about how God cares deeply about each and every one of us and about all of our problems that we have. Just by walking by faith and coming to the Lord with our many problems, the Bible also tells us over and over that to always constantly bring our problems to our Father so that he will answer them. And he informs us on so many things that we should be aware of that we don't really take serious. So we just want the Lord to love us and have us to be worthy and thankful for all the things that he does for us. And also, I'm gonna be short, that prayer unleashes God's power so that he is able to work in our behalf, and also so that he can give us the blessings that he wants us all to have in our lives. And it also, like I said earlier, open up new doors of opportunity for us all. And it makes a way for us just to realize that through the power of prayer that things happen and doors open. Because this is how I see that prayer works. Okay, just imagine ourselves, okay? You are on one side of a closed door, and on the other side is God, okay? But standing with God is all of his incredible and unimaginable spirit power. So when we pray, church, it is us turning that doorknob, right? Stay with me. And the door swinging open, wide open, okay, for it to just give us a moment where all of his power can step through the doorway now, the doorway, and work for God's good and for your good. Now, that's what I have to say about prayer. So let us pray. God, our Father, so thank you so very, very much, O Lord, that you allowed us to come together on prayer meeting tonight, O Lord. We pray, Father God, that you would continue to inspire all of our hearts, O Lord. And I pray, Father God, that you would give each one on this line, our visitors, our church members, and everyone who even couldn't make it today, O Lord, pray to, O God, you would just touch their heart in a super special way, O Lord, that you would fulfill all the benefits that they are asking of you, O Lord. And I pray, Father God, that you would just allow us all to just be wrapped up in your bosom, in your spirit, O Father, so that we can just do your will the way that you choose for us to do. Give us, Lord, the strength just to draw close to you so that the demands on this world would not draw us down, oh Father. Because you know temptation is running rampant out here, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you allow us just to be the servants you have for us to be, oh Father. Thank you so much for this day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad and all the benefits that he has given up to us, oh Father. Please forgive us for all the sins that we have did, oh Lord, that's unpleasing to you, oh Father, so we can receive your marvelous forgiveness. And I pray, Father God, we just be with our past, oh Father God. Thank you for his commitment, his love, and his devotion for watch over him and his family in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you, Father God, for sending us Remy Young, oh Father. I pray, Father God, you would just lead and guide him the way you choose for him to be, your Father, so that we can lead the fellowship in the church, oh Lord, where we can tend to grow in your spirit. And I pray, Father God, you would be with the family members who are hurt and bruised and broken down due to loss of a loved one, Father God. Wrap them up, oh Father God, so they can have the comfort that only can come from you, oh Father. And touch, please, Lord, touch our young people out here in this world, oh Father. You know all about the struggles and all what they are going through, oh Father. But I pray, Lord God, that you would just give them the vision, oh Father, that they can be the good stewards that you have for them to be, oh Father. Help us all to just set good example for our young people, Father, so that we can give you all honor, all praise, and all glory, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, and I thank you, Father God, for allowing us just to have another chance to get things right that we messed up on yesterday. And I pray for our church members. I pray for First Baptist Church. Pray for my family. Pray for my wife and my children. And I got a special prayer for me and my wife. I'd like to thank you, Lord, for allowing me and my wife to celebrate our 31st wedding anniversary, oh Lord. I'm so glad that you allowed us to just to be together for that long period of time. April the 18th is our day, oh Lord, that you set aside for us just to be together as a family, that you raise our children, Lord. So I pray, Father God, you continue to just be with us and help us to serve you, honor you, and adore you, oh Lord. Thank you for just being present in our lives. Thank you so much for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you graciously give to us. Let it dwell deep within our hearts so we can feel your loving presence. Thank you, Father God, putting our feet on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God, Please, please, please teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, O Father, that we may fear your name. Help us to praise you, O Lord, our God, with all of our hearts, so that we can glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
This next song is dedicated to Sister Catherine Blunt and anyone else who is celebrating a birthday in April. All right, the lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for these three warriors who thought it not robbery to share their testimonies with us this evening. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise. Thank you so much. I have a few announcements to make before we move on to the next portion of our service. The pulpit committee released a vacancy announcement to select our new pastor on Friday, March 31st. The announcement will include a link to the application, which will be posted from March 31st to May 31st. The vacancy announcement will be posted on the First Baptist Church website, the National Baptist Convention website, as well as other Baptist Convention websites and organizations. The Pulpit Committee is also working to distribute the announcement to regional divinity schools and local radio stations. Please see the church's website, www.fbcwdc.org, for additional information. On Thursday, April 20th, from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., First Baptist Church will be hosting a Diabetes 101 workshop. This event will feature T. Daryl Higgins, Beverly Morgan, and Jean Perry. There will be chair aerobics and bingo fun. Tea and crackers will be served at 10:30 a.m., and lunch will also be provided. We will now have remarks and closing prayers coming from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Thank you, Sister Tinsley, and good evening to all the First Baptist Church family and friends who are on the call tonight. We are certainly grateful for all the prayers that have been rendered, the scriptures. Thank God for those who stepped up to be able to give testimonies and challenge, also reflection about who God is and who God continues to be in our lives. So we thank God for you and for those reminders. Please continue to pay attention to all the announcements that have been shared this evening by Sister Tinsley. We just want to say that we are grateful for Resurrection Sunday. Had a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank God to all those who were in service. Our music ministry did an awesome job. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time of sharing baby blessing and just worship of our God, because Jesus does live. Looking forward to this coming Sunday, April 16th, our Men's Emphasis Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. is our worship service time, virtual or in person. Our guest speaker for this week is going to be Pastor Justin T. Rhodes of the Trinidad Baptist Church. So once again, we welcome you and your family to join in person or virtually. God is good. As I said, as has already been shared before, so many other things are going on. Please make sure that you pay attention to the pastor's letter and all the information in there. If you have not gotten an email with that, please make sure you call the church office and we'll put you on the email list. We're also praying for all of our sick and shut in, those individuals that can't make it out. Please continue to pray for them and those who have lost loved ones. Homegoing service for Brother Kevin Chambly will be on Friday, April 14th at First Baptist Church, First Baptist Church South Hill, which is in Chesapeake, Virginia, and the service is at 12 noon. The homegoing service for Sister Joyce Britton will be on Friday, April 21st at Mount Calvary Way of the Cross Church. It's in Landover, Maryland. Viewing is at 10 o'clock a.m. and the service is at 11 o'clock a.m. Once again, we're praying for all those who have lost loved ones. Continue to be in prayer for First Baptist Church and all the things that are going on. And at this time, we are going to open the line for 20 seconds that you would lift up your prayer request unto God. This is why we've come. Deacon Bazemore has already shared the power of prayer. If you believe in the power of prayer, let your voice be heard as you lift up your prayer request unto the Lord. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds. Gracious God, as once again we come tonight, we are believing children coming with hope, expectancy, love, humility, thanking you for the blessing of another day. Certainly, spring has moved in, the sun is shining, slight breeze, seems the cold winter winds have dissipated. So God, we thank you, God, even for the change of seasons. We thank you, Lord, for the new hope that it brings. We thank you because, God, even in the midst of our moments while the sun is shining, there are darkness. There is darkness that sometimes arises in our lives. So we thank you because we can still glorify and praise you for the sun that shines, even though the enemy seeks to keep us in darkness. For we know what his job is, but we also know that you have come that we might have life and have life more abundantly. So, Lord, this is why we come tonight on this prayer call, this experience, this worship experience unto you, lifting up our voices, allowing the concerns of our hearts and our minds to be heard. For all those that have lifted up prayer requests, we give them all over to you, knowing, God, that you told us in your word. It was you, Lord Jesus, who said, "Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. We thank you, God, for that. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you did on the cross. And thank you that you are not dead, but you are alive. You are alive. So that's why we can tell you what we need. We can tell you, we can ask you, Lord God, to help us as we grieve over the loss of loved ones. We can ask you to help us as we're trying to figure out our next move in our life. We can ask you to help us. We have questions about our careers, Lord God. We ask you to help us, Lord God, in the midst of family, our family situations, Lord God, those issues, Lord, that even sometimes are too hard to speak. We ask you, Lord God, to help us as we seek your face in church, Lord God, and all the things that are happening in our church and even the church universal, God. We ask your help, for we know, Lord God, that it seems people aren't coming like they used to. It seems, Lord God, that there are so many things that we see in the news. We ask you for help, God, in the midst of the political climate. We ask you for help, God, in the midst of all the brutality that we see. We ask you for help as we know our children, Lord God, these bodies are hitting the ground left and right each and every single day, and it doesn't seem to end. We ask you for help in the midst of all these things because there is no other help we know. So, yes, Lord, we stretch our hands to you, and we believe beyond unbelief that you have the answer for it all. So give us the faith we need to continue to stand and stand strong, to allow your light to shine from our hearts, to live as an example that others may see your light within us and glorify your name in heaven. We thank you for those who have come. We thank you for those who have come to be baptized and saved. We thank you for those who have come and just be able to be a part of the church family. And we ask for an even greater yield. But God, we know that there's much work to be done. So give us what we stand in need of to tell others about you, Lord. Give wisdom to First Baptist Church and all that it does, Lord God. Thank you, God, for Pastor Emeritus, who continues to give wisdom. Pray for him. We pray for him and his family, his strength, Lord God. We ask and pray for First Baptist, for the pulpit committee, Lord God, even for those who will be sending applications. And God, lead and guide in the right way as only you can, for your wisdom is what we stand in need of. We understand that the world has wisdom, but your wisdom is so much greater than the world. So we trust in you, and we thank you for all that you do. Now, Lord, until we meet again, whether it be in person or on this prayer line, allow your presence to give us strength wherever we go. Allow our faith to never diminish in fearful times. Allow us to speak your peace to each and every one who we meet, especially those of the household of faith. We love you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.